everybody. It's good to see you. It's good to be in the presence of God, isn't it? I thought this morning what a privilege it is to be together, other people praising God, helping me praise God, and hopefully I've been helping you. We listen to the Word of God together. We've had Alan bring various scriptures. It's encouraging, isn't it, just to be together. And it's encouraging, actually, to know that we care for one another. And there's people here that care for you. We've been praying for people and so on. And it's great to be together. We do Christianity alone a lot of the time, don't we? When we go off to work or we're at home on our own, sometimes it feels alone. But we do it together as well, because we're invited into the family of God. And that prayer is a wonderful thing. We're going to, if you can put up the first part of the first slide on there, and we'll carry on from there. This is the Lord's Prayer Sunday. I don't know if you know that. But today, two radio companies, UCB, United Christian Broadcasting, and Premier Radio are getting together, and they want lots of people to pray together. And so at midday, which is half an hour from now, I'm going to have to preach for half an hour. Maybe we'll come to the end of that by then. I might do 20 minutes. But at midday, we need to pray the Lord's Prayer. For whatever we're doing, if we're having a cup of tea by then, that's right, we can stop. And that'll be quite an interesting thing, because the miracle of prayer is not just about being at church together. And as Alan said, worshipping God isn't just about being in church together. It's about an everyday thing. And prayer is a wonderful thing. It's a miracle in itself when you think about it. Isn't it amazing that the God of heaven, the God who made all things, now how does that work? That's it. The God who made all things, he listens to you and me. He made the world. He made the sun. He made the planets. He made the universe. And yet he listens to the likes of you and me. That's amazing, isn't it? When you think of how small we are, prayer really is a wonder. It really is a miracle. It's an amazing miracle that we're able to communicate with the God of heaven, and he's able to hear each one of us. Always remember that Bruce Almighty film when he sort of takes over the power of God. That's the point in the film. And suddenly all these prayers come in, and it's driving him crazy because there's all these voices. But our God can cope with that, and he can deal with each individual person all at the same time if necessary. So he's not a man that things like that should bother him, but he actually cares that much. You and I can communicate with him. It seems too wonderful to imagine. And just think of the size of the planets. I mean, planet Earth is hardly the biggest planet anyway, is it? But it's the only one with water on, of course, and that's why we can live here. It's just the right distance from the sun and so on. But at 12 noon, we, as just very small amount of people on the Earth, you can't see us there, can you? But we're going to call on him for help, and he'll be listening. That's incredible, isn't it? That our God, even though he runs the whole universe and all the stars and all the planets that we can't see and don't know anything about, he's there for us, and he's listening carefully to what each one of us has to say. Prayer truly is a mighty and a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's a miracle that we can speak to the God of heaven. That's going to keep coming up, because that's the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. And we're going to pray that at 12 o'clock together. But wouldn't it be good if we could have some specialist help? This takes me back to my childhood. Commissioner Gordon, he could call for special help at any time. Yeah? So I don't know if you recognise this person, because you won't, because he's a secret. You know, nobody knows who he is. And he's a millionaire, and he does amazing things for the city of Gotham. In fact, we're now going to see what he was able to do.
Mr. Lee Criminals. Yes, Alfred? The bat form, sir. Forgive me. I'm just reminded I had promised to take my young ward, Dick Grayson, fishing, if you'll excuse me.
It'll be a pleasure working with you, sir.
It's wonderful knowing you're behind.
Oh, there you are, Dick. Feel like a bit of fishing?
Holy barracuda! You mean... Sure, Bruce, why not? Sounds swell. Doesn't it, Aunt Harriet?
Yes, Commissioner.
You never guess who's on the loose. Your old arch enemy, the Riddler.
Good heavens.
Him again.
Then you come to headquarters right away.
It'll be a pleasure, Commissioner Gordon.
I take you back to my childhood. Wouldn't it be great to be able to call on someone, an amazing figure, who comes to help you and can beat off all the problems you've got at any time? Yeah, you've got a bat phone in your house, you can ring up any time. But effectively, with prayer, that's exactly what we have. We can call on God any time. And he's more powerful than Batman, and actually he's real. I'm sorry to disappoint you, Batman isn't real, all right? But the point is this, God is. And we can always call for an emergency. We can pick up our phone at home and call an emergency, and someone comes to help us. Just out of interest, did you know what country had the first dedicated emergency number? Any idea? Germany? No. It was us. We were the first. The UK, and it was actually 999. And it still is. That's amazing. Back in 1937, there was a bit of a fire, and they decided that they didn't get there quick enough. They said, we better have a dedicated number. And so on the 30th of June, 1937, 999 was thought up, and it became a dedicated emergency number. Now many other countries have followed suit. And, well, wouldn't it be good to have a hotline to God? Like that, you can call him up any time. Effectively, we have. But actually, is that a good example of what we have in prayer? Sometimes you speak to people and they say, yeah, I'll call on God in an emergency. But the rest of the time, they don't really have much of anything to do with him. It's always in emergency. And even as Christians, we can be a bit like that. I remember when I was really in trouble, and I'm sure you're the same, when you're really in trouble, man, don't you pray. Man, when things are really going pear-shaped, you go, God, please help me. You know, you pray even more fervently than you do before. Yeah? And but is that a good example? I don't think that's a good example. Because actually, we're not talking about a God, although God effectively is a long way away and close by, because he can be all places at all time. He can be the other side of the universe and with us at the same time. But that's the very point. It's not a God who's on the end of a line and a distance, and we have to ring him up to call him. Actually, back to that, we've got to do that at 12 o'clock. I did that to remind myself that we have to keep on doing it. And so we're going to pray that, and that's the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, and that's a really important thing to remember. But actually, it's much more like this. What does the Bible say? He says that God is not like a brother, he's not like us, he's very different. He's still the God who created everything, but the Bible says that he's closer than a brother. So he's right there with us all the time. So we don't have to ring him up. Because actually all we've got to do is speak to him. Because he's right there in our hearts. He's right there with us all the time. And that's an amazing miracle of prayer. In Isaiah 41 it says this. You're my servant. I've chosen you and have not rejected you. Do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Emmanuel, God with us. How exciting is that? That's quite amazing. God is right there with us. A huge miracle in itself. It's almost laughable. If you were to say to someone, God's right there with me. I can talk to him at any time. He'll listen to me. The God of heaven. It's laughable. Actually, it's real. And he's there for us. But how often do we fail to avail ourselves of his presence? I'll go back to that. Yeah, that's what we've got to do at 12 o'clock. Okay, very important. I remember this song. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. I used to sing that in Sunday school. But you know, it's true, isn't it? So often God is right there with us. And yet we get all stressed out and we don't turn to him. And we somehow we miss out. Because we forget God's right there with us. He really cares. He intimately cares for each of us. And the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, is extremely interested in every intimate detail of our lives. Why? Because he's right there with us. Of course he cares. He's experiencing what you're experiencing. He's right there with you. He's our loving Father. He's our brother. He's the Holy One. Don't ignore him. He's right there with us. And I know myself, I can say so often, I've ignored him. It's not about of not picking the phone up. I'm ignoring someone who's right there with me. There was an old monk many years ago called Brother Lawrence. You might have heard of him. And he talked about, you can read a book, his books, there's numerous books about his life. And he talked about having a continual conversation with God all the time. Like a humble, affectionate conversation throughout the day. And he felt motivated by love. He tried to perform every action, no matter how small, purely out of love for God, not so he could impress others or gain anything. He turned inward to like a chapel within the heart, often communing with God, even in noisy places and places that were really busy. He practiced this presence, the presence of being God being there even in everyday life. Even when he was working in the kitchen, he said he experienced God's presence as much as he did as when he was in the chapel. And that's a practice that he kept on doing. God's right there with us. He's not only here. You know, we talk about God's house, don't we? He's not only here, but he's with us all the time. What did Jesus say? He said, are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them falls to the ground outside your Father's care. Even the very hairs of your head are numbered. So don't be afraid. You're worth more than many sparrows. Intimate details of your life God cares for. God's not only aware of them, he deeply cares for them. We're extremely precious to him. The Lord's Prayer keeps flashing up because it's such an important thing to pray. That's why Jesus taught us to pray, because praying is so important. And he gave us an example, didn't he, by spending time with God himself. And his disciples realized that, and so they said, Lord, will you teach us to pray? So he taught them this prayer. Psalm 139. You know when I sit down and when I arise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. So when you lie down, God knows that. He's familiar with that. He's familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before. You lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you're there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. Every moment is under God's watchful, caring eye, even sitting and rising. Our every thought is known to the Lord before we consciously think it. That's amazing, isn't it? Our every way is known, our motivation, our disappointments. Verse 5, you hem me in behind and before. On the M1, when I first built the M1, there was no crash barriers. That was the first motorway in this country. And people were having head-on collisions at 200 miles an hour. And that was a bit of a problem, because people got killed. In fact, you imagine them as being smashed to bits at that, those sort of impacts, where if someone spun off one side. And so what did they do? They hemmed the cars in. They put crash barriers up. And now if you go down any motorway in the country and out of the countries as well, there's a crash barrier down the middle. And you bounce off it, you can't go through it. Even big lorries can't go through it because it's the stanchions are buried deep into the ground. So they bounce off. And so effectively we're hemmed in because the country cares for people. Tries to stop people getting killed. It might be because they're trying to save money on the NHS, of course, because people dying costs a lot of money. But effectively, it actually keeps us safe. But at the same time, when we've got children, we put stair gates up to stop them going up the stairs because we're hemming them in. We're looking after them because we care for them. And that's what God does for us. Verse 5. Verse 6. What's the writer saying? He's saying, this is all too much. How can God care in that much detail? I can't even understand, I can't get it, that God cares for me that much. Verse 10, God's strongest hand, his right hand. There's something special about God's right hand, isn't it? Jesus is sitting on his right hand. That doesn't mean he's sitting on his right hand so he can't do anything. And there was that story, wasn't there, about the kiddie who came home and she shook everybody's hand with her left hand. They said, why are you doing that? He said, because they told me at Sunday school that God sits on the right hand of God, so God must sit and shake hands with his left hand. But that, it's not like that, is it? It's not a matter of God's, Jesus, he's sitting on the right hand of God, so that's an important place. So he grips you and he grips me like he cares for Jesus. His right hand holds you fast. When your dad holds your hand as a kid, you feel safe. We can probably all remember that. Your grip might be weak, but he won't ever let go. You know that he'll hold on to you because he's stronger than you. And that's exactly what God's like. Nothing is off limits. Philippians 4 verse 6 says this, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. The Lord's Prayer, very important. Jesus taught us to pray it. When you pray that, you're praying the words of Jesus. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. But it's more than just personal, isn't it? As God's people, we're his chosen people. We're a royal priesthood. I showed these priests or church leaders up here. A holy nation. This position we have doesn't come without responsibility. These men who lead the church have got a responsibility to the country. And it's our responsibility, because the Bible tells us to lift up all authorities to God. Local leaders, national leaders, royals, anybody in charge. It's our responsibility as his priests in the country. The Bible says we're a kingdom of priests. That's another miracle, isn't it? God's made us his representatives to the rest of the world. And so we have a responsibility, because we're an authority, effectively. God's put us in charge of looking after people in a godly way, to praying for others and having a responsibility to do that. If you like, CBCF is a gathering of priests. That's interesting, isn't it? It's a gathering of priests, a holy convocation. We're set apart, we're called together, and we've got a responsibility. The Bible says this in Peter. It says, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. We need to pray for everyone, great and small. 1 Timothy chapter 2 says this: I urge you then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people. So that's everybody, isn't it? Great and small, everybody. For kings and those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. So it's so important when we come before God, when we talk to him, he's right there with us, but we talk to him about everybody. Everybody. We've got a responsibility and a privilege to do that. Jesus taught his followers to do it. He led by example by spending time in prayer. He taught his disciples to pray. And what was it? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. That comes across in different ways. Sometimes it says trespasses, doesn't it? Sometimes it says sins. It doesn't matter. It's meaning the same thing. As we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I'm just keeping an eye on the time. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Jesus didn't teach that last bit, by the way. Did you know that? He just taught up to deliver us from the evil one. But over time, I think the feeling was, we don't want to end on finishing at evil. They brought in this doxology and talking about God's power and might, and forever and ever, his glory might come forever and ever. Possibly as early as the first century, just out of interest. So they added this quite a long, long time ago. But it's in my opinion, it was not meant to be just recited. Although we do, and that's not a bad thing, because we're reminding ourselves what's in the Bible. We're quoting the Bible when we say this. We're quoting Jesus when we say this. So it's not a bad thing to say. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to say it, but it's actually supposed to be something more than that. It's supposed to be like a skeleton. Yeah? Now, a skeleton's okay. Thank you. That's right. That should be all about right. A skeleton's okay. But a skeleton, you can't walk around with just a skeleton. Yeah? You need your body to go on it. Yeah? And we're clothed with muscles and flesh. Yeah? So the idea of Jesus' skeleton of prayer, we can then put the flesh on it. Yeah? So it's a good guide. I don't know if you ever do this. I do this sometimes. I'll sit down and I go, Our Father in Heaven. I'll start thinking about Our Father in Heaven and then go on to the next bit. And so you put the flesh on it and you talk to God in different ways. Father in Heaven, Father, you're so good. You're so full of love. You're my Father. And then it goes on, doesn't it? Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done. We're willing to come under your rule and ask others to submit to you too. So that's like telling others about him, because we want everybody to submit to his authority. And we want us to do it before they have to, because we know one day every knee's going to bow. But we want them to do it now, while they can, while there's a chance. And they can have this relationship with him too. Give us today our daily bread. Lord, at times I'm so weak, I can't supply for myself. And the enemy wants me to fail you. Please forgive me. I need to be forgiven, don't you? I often need to be forgiven. But also, help me to quickly let go of the things that people hurt me with. Help me to let go of that, not hang on to it. And that's such a difficult thing to do. And it goes on. Help me with my struggle with temptation. I'm so in need of your strength and wisdom. That's why we ask God to lead us not into temptation. Because it's so easy to go off track, isn't it? And I need God's help. Because the evil one, he wants me to fail. Have we got to midday yet? Not quite. A skeleton prayer, so that we can pray. We're reciting the words of Jesus. We focus on God as loving Father. He's to be honoured and revered. Recognise his kingdom as the very best authority that we're willing to come under. Recognising our total dependence on God for all things. All our needs are met by him. Admitting our faults and need for forgiveness. Ask him for help to be generous as the Lord is in that area of our lives, to forgive others. Ask him for power from on high to resist temptations. The wonder of prayer is amazing, isn't it? It's just amazing. The wonder of prayer. The fact that we can directly communicate with our Heavenly Father, who is right there within. He's not a phone call away. He's right there within us. He is before all things. He is the King of Kings. He is the Judge. He is the Saviour. He sustains all things, and yet he's with us. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer together and join in with lots of other people in other churches that are praying the Lord's Prayer. Because we're not alone. We're not alone just this little group. There's people all over the world praying. It's amazing that we've got a responsibility and we've got brothers and sisters doing it together. It's great to pray together. So we pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. What a wonderful prayer Jesus gave us to pray. And we can use it in so many ways. Or just at time when we can pray it. Maybe you don't know what else to say. Pray like this. God is listening. And he cares for us. He's right there with us. Philippians 4 verse 4 says this. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Yeah, the Lord's near. He's right there with us. He's in our hearts. He's very near. Don't be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guide your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Do you want the peace of God in your heart that transcends all understanding? I don't understand this, God. That's what the psalmist was saying. I don't get it. It transcends that. It's beyond that. It's beyond their understanding. Do you want your hearts guarded and your minds in Christ Jesus? Pray. Keep on praying. Don't neglect prayer. Because it's such an amazing miracle. It's such an amazing wonder that God cares that much for each of us and wants to communicate with us. Amen.